This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Friday, May the 23rd of 2025, day 143rd of the year, and only 222 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends and colleagues at RadioBig.fm. No doubt about that. Anyways, how have you been? How's the last 24 been for you? Always a crucial and important time when you and I get to hang out together and do all the fun stuff we get to do. No doubt about that. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of the way that it goes. So if you're cool, I'm cool in regards to talking. It is Freeform Friday. So what does that mean? That just means we talk about everything that we did not get to talk about previously. So let me kind of talk about a couple of different things real quick before I forget. Monday here in the U.S., it's a holiday. So we will not be here on Monday. So just a little reference point. But we'll definitely be back on Tuesday unless something major happens. So just a little reference point there. So Freeform Friday, we'll still have some stuff going on, of course, throughout the day. I mean, and over the weekend and all that kind of fun stuff, because that's not going to change. But I just want to make a reference that on Monday, we will not be here because it's Memorial Day. Just for reference pieces right there. So let's talk about this. On Freeform Friday, we do a little bit of everything. We talk about this. We talk about that. I kind of feel like we do that anyways. But Friday in particular, I try to look through everything that we did not catch here or there or over there. So we take out the main story on Friday, even though we could do a main story, but we take it out on Friday in particular because we want to make sure that we catch up on all the news stories that need to be caught up on. So with that being said, I want to make sure that we all have the same understanding on what's going on. So if you're good, I have some trending stuff that we would need to talk about. So let's talk about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends at the ends of the ends, it goes something like this. Let's see. Notable and noteworthy, Harvard handled an unprecedented blow to its enrollment practices. So we'll talk about that. Also, let's see. Kid Cudi testifies and Taylor Swift subpoena gets dropped. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. And also DWTS contestants get announced. That's Dancing with the Stars. Sad that I know that off the top of my head. And also Princess Kate launches a ship she sponsored for 4 years. Details about that in the Royals. So that's it. That's the stuff. So if you're good, so I'm good. So I'm going to bring in my friends from Feature Story News. They're going to talk about what the hell's going on because that's what they do. So if you're good with this, we can do this in regards of getting everything going for you. So it's going to go something like this. We're going to play this. We're going to listen. We're going to listen to everything they have to say because, hey, it's Freeform Friday. It's good to have somebody's attention for a little period of time, isn't it?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it's revoked Harvard's ability to enroll international students. It's the latest escalation in the battle between the Trump administration and the university. Harvard's called the move unlawful. Ira Spitzer reports.
In a letter, Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem accused Harvard of failing to comply with a request for records related to some students who held foreign visas and said the Trump administration was holding Harvard accountable for fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus. Last month, Harvard sued the government over pressure to impose changes to its curriculum, admissions policies, and hiring practices. A Harvard spokesperson called the administration's action unlawful and said that foreign students enrich the university and the nation immeasurably.
Israel's prime minister accused the leaders of Britain, France, and Canada of being on the wrong side of history on the conflict in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu's released a video criticizing Emmanuel Macron, Keir Starmer, and Mark Carney after the attack on Israeli embassy staff in Washington. The three leaders had called on Israel to change course in a statement earlier this week, which was highly critical of the expansion of military operations in Gaza and the lack of aid being allowed in. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert disagrees with Mr. Netanyahu's comments.
Terror is terror. It's totally unacceptable and unforgivable. To try and suggest that the leaders of friendly nations as England and France and Canada are contributed to it, it just proves again that Netanyahu is not in the right side of history, in the opposite side of history.
Two senior diplomats from the US and China have held a phone call to discuss issues of mutual interest. It comes as both sides have seen a thaw in relations. Beijing's foreign ministry says Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau and Chinese Executive Vice Foreign Minister Ma Zhaoxu agreed to continue to maintain communication, as Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
U.S. State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce said that the two officials agreed to keep open lines of communication, while Beijing's foreign ministry said the two sides had exchanged views on China-U.S. relations and on important issues of common concern. Since U.S. President Donald Trump took office, he has slapped sweeping tariffs on goods imported from China, and Beijing has hit back with its own levies.
Denmark's raising its retirement age to 70, the highest in Europe. Parliament's adopted a law applying the new level to all people born after the 31st of December 1970, effective from 2040. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the agreement signed by the UK to hand the Chagos Islands over to Mauritius. The islands, an archipelago in the Indian Ocean, will now become sovereign territory of Mauritius, but the UK will continue leasing a military base on Diego Garcia, the largest of the islands. That's a move that the Trump administration has welcomed after earlier expressing grave concern about the possibility of losing access to the strategically important base. peace. But Béatrice Pompe, one of the Chagossians who brought a series of legal challenges, argues that at no point were the islanders themselves consulted about their future, and says she now fears she will never see her homeland again.
The British government has not consulted me or any of the Chagossians. And I am a native from Diego Garcia, and with the deal, I will not be allowed on Diego Garcia. In an ideal world, we will be given our human rights. We will be allowed to go to our place of birth without any sanctions, without any law against us, like anyone else.
For the UK, the deal closes a complex chapter that has seen it accused of riding roughshod over the islanders' wishes, but also causing friction with the White House. Mauritius hailed the deal as a great victory that brings a long-simmering colonial-era dispute to a close. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US Department of Homeland Security says it's revoked Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Israel's prime minister has accused the leaders of Britain, France and Canada of being on the wrong side of history on the conflict in Gaza. Two senior diplomats from the US and China have held a phone call to discuss issues of mutual interest, and Denmark's raising its retirement age to 70, the highest in Europe. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Our station is so big that you don't have to do much to make it work for you. Radio Big.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's get into it because there's a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse because that's just kind of the way that it goes. The Treasury Department announced on Thursday that it will drop... Well, hold on. Announced on Thursday that it will drop and stop circulating the new 1 cent coins next year. There's no set end date in mind. The U.S. Mint will work through its stock of blank templates until they run out. I guess that's a plan. True to government form, the cost of about 4 cents to produce a penny. The U.S. Mint estimates ending the production will save about $56 million a year. Material costs, and even more once the production facilities are retired. Looking ahead, once pennies run out of circulation, businesses might still allow 1 cent price increments for the card transactions and round up for a cash payment. So there you go. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So essentially, you might get to the portion where you're paying more if you're using cash. That's something you normally do not hear. It's normally the other way around. Just saying for a moment, for a memento in time. So something to think about as we are talking about this. So with that being said, let's continue talking about some other stuff. The North Korean military failed to launch a 5,000-ton destroyer. Hold on. Let me do that again. A 5,000-ton destroyer. On Wednesday with Kim Jong-un Jr. on hand to witness the destroyer. It hit the water. The ship fell off the spillway and on its way into the ocean while the bow remained stuck on the ramp, tearing holes into the ship's hull. And then it fell onto its side where it apparently remained in the water. Of course, we do not have a picture of it. While the North Korean government did not release photos of the mishap, the South Korean intelligence officials have leaked to the media that they were watching as the fiasco was occurring via satellite images. Publicly, Junior isn't happy about it. In a statement he issued on state media, the dear leader that calls the situation a serious accident and criminal act caused by absolute carelessness, irresponsibility, and unscientific issues, he'll convey the workers' party next month to get to the bottom of it. This is according to NYT and us people, the New York Times. So there you go. What do you think? What do you think? Very interesting, to say the least. Okay, so take a listen to this. It was mentioned before, but I'll mention it anyways because I think it's important to talk about. In a groundbreaking move on Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security withdrew Harvard's authorization to enroll any foreign students at all. DHS oversees the student exchange visitor program across the country, which gives the department authority to manage whether foreign students can enroll in American schools. This means that foreign students already enrolled will also have to transfer. In a statement, DHS asserts that Harvard has failed to provide records of criminal activity connected to foreign students who have contributed to an unsafe campus environment, particularly for Jewish students. And it gets worse. The statement also alleges that Harvard's leadership further facilitated and engaged in coordinated activities with the Chinese Communist Party, including hosting and training members of the CCP paramilitary group in complicit form of genocide. This is according to DHS. I mean, think about this real quick. And of course, if you go to the website for Homeland Security, I'll pull this over if you're on the screen or inner here. If you go over here, you will see this is the Homeland Security webpage. Let me blow this up real quick, whoop, where you can see it a little better here. But yeah, this is their website, and it has all this stuff on there. Harvard's University, yep. Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, it is all there on their website on what they're saying. This is crazy. Craziness in regards to the stuff going on. I have never seen anything like this before. And if there is truth to this in regards of there being, you know, involved in this, it gets even more interesting as we are talking. So I don't know. It gets weirder as everything's explained here. So I look at it and go, what a weird time overall as we are talking. So there you go. What do you think about the whole situation? I think it changes some stuff for most as we are talking. Look at it from that fashion. Okay, let's talk about the other side. Walmart will lay off 1,500 employees in the coming weeks, simplifying the internal departments covering e-commerce and advertising. While the official memo says that job cuts allows us to accelerate, we deliver and adapt to the changing environment around us. Yep. It doesn't mention the likely culprit behind the reduced headcount, artificial intelligence. Even off of the shelf, AI platforms can now simplify data and analyze jobs that just a year ago were required teams of humans to take a look at. So I don't know. It's interesting. You know, all this stuff that people talk about in regards to technology on how it's not going to change everything or have an impact on how work is done, that's bullshit. Because let's just be realistic about it. In regards of deep fakes, in regards of what we can do with AI, in regards of what we can create, in regards of the stuff that can change things for you, it's just mesmerizing on the level of what AI can do. So if I was going to give my two cents out here of what to do, learn how to prompt the shit out of everything. And what I mean by that, learn the commands and the codes that you need to know on how to use AI properly. This is where it gets confusing for some. You think you're just going to type in some random crap and it's going to work properly, and that's not the case. That's not how that works. So start building, start learning, start understanding. Coding is the way, because that's the way that it's going to work. At least that's how it seems things are going as of late. So I don't know what to tell you. Some stuff to think about. Okay, so what's your sign? A national survey found that 3 in 10 Americans use astrology, tarot cards, or fortune tellers at least once a year. Broken down, about 2 in 10 say that they entertain psychic services just for fun, while another 1 in 10 say they believe that it's conveyed to them. The world of tarot, charms, and psychics is big doings. with about $2.3 billion made in revenue last year, according to IBIS World. I don't know what that means. IBIS World. Let's see if we can find out what that means, because maybe that's going to be more interesting. IBIS World. What does that mean? Don't know. Don't know. But yeah, $2.3 billion. I mean, I would imagine that's a business area that people want to be in that they can understand. So there you go. What do you think about the fortune telling thing? And listen, there is always some kind of person that says that they could do that stuff. I look at psychics and prophets and all that crap, you know, kind of tied in together. It's all depends on what you tend to believe type of stuff. I don't know. I just look at it and I go, you know, if you're doing it for fun, I guess it's cool. If you are going to believe word for word everything that someone tells you, that could get kind of icky for you. But I have a whole weird thing that I discuss in some forms in regards of how I feel about some of that stuff. I mean, it's good, it's bad, it's different. There's maybe some level of something kind of different in that particular regards when we start talking about it. But that's just that's me. That's me on how I look at it. Doesn't mean that it's right. Doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means that it's something.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. The Dow was mostly flat on the day yesterday, closing around at 41,859. The S&P was down 2 points to close at 5,842, and the NASDAQ gained about 53 points to close at 18,925. West Texas Intermediate closed at $61 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $64 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.19 on Thursday, and Bitcoin, it was another all-time high for them, hitting right around $112,000. And tonight, let's see, Mega Million drawing will be for $154 million jackpot or a $69 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Also, Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $163 million jackpot or a $73.3 million cash payout. So there you go. There you go. So let's get into the swirl of Earls of Earls, if I may. Rapper Kid Cudi took the stand on Thursday in Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial. He spoke about a brief relationship with Cassie, who he dated during the break in her relationship with Combs, who he believes is behind the explosion of his Porsche 911. Also, Kid Cudi says that he believed that Combs had something to do with the incident, especially as it happened after the music mogul broke into his L.A. home to confront him. He and Cassie would ultimately end things in fear of retaliation from Combs. So there you go. So just to make sure that I understand this, you broke up with somebody that you were interested in because of retaliation of something that had happened with her ex and him blowing up your car. Is that about accurate? I'm just asking because I want to have an understanding of what we're looking at here. Because here's the thing. I understand portion of it. The other portion is that believing that someone was involved and proving that someone was involved, two different things. That's going to be the interesting part. Because I can tell you all day, I believe that someone did X, and I had to be able to prove it. Because in a court of law, it's a kind of crucial thing. You can't just say, I believe this happened. I believe that occurred. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. No doubt about that. Okay, Taylor Swift will no longer be subpoenaed to testify in the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni drama with It Ends With Us. Insiders say that Baldoni's lawyer withdrew the paperwork seeking the information from Swift about what she knows about the behind-the-scenes drama that went down between the two actors. Another source claims the subpoena was dropped because the information sought has been removed. So there you go. This is according to Deadline. So some stuff to think about for sure. Also, instead of paying six figures in restitution, actor Jussie Smollett will instead donate $50,000 to charity. Well, that's a deal. The payout stems from his 2019 hate hoax crime. Basically, this means that Jussie walks away with no criminal charges, a tax write-off, and no accountability for wasting valuable time and resources from the city. This is according to NBC.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a terrible thing to say. But I look at it from the standpoint of going, you can get away with this shit because you're well known as an actor. And let's not even push it that far. Kind of known, because I don't know if well known is really the case.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, don't hate me. I'm just telling you how it comes across. Anyways, John Taffer is suing his doppelganger again. According to court documents, the bar rescue host wants Florida resident Vic Carrillo to stop impersonating him and harassing people. Carrillo, who has been at it since 2017, was first sued by Taffer last year. He is seeking $50,000 in damages. That's it? Only 50? Okay. So, I don't know. Have you seen these people? Like, do you know what they look like together? I mean, I can show it to you if you're interested, because that's kind of what we do around here. We show you some interesting things. This is coming off of TMZ. So let me make some moves here in regards of getting there for you. So this is what it looks like. Why is this showing up? Okay. So yeah, look. I mean, they kind of look alike. If you're taking a looker here. But I don't know, 50 grand? Like, because you got impersonated? Like, are you losing biz because of this? I don't know. Okay, $50,000. There you go. Anyways, after 6 years, Kim Kardashian now says that she is a law school graduate. The reality star recently completed a legal apprenticeship and is now eligible to take the bar exam. Many may recall that it took her 4 attempts to pass the baby bar, which she did back in 2021. Kim celebrated the accomplishment at the Beverly Hills Hotel at a gaggle of family and friends. This was occurred according to The Sun. Ye reportedly undergoing treatment in Spain. The news comes after a series of expos saying that I am done with empty sentiments and I love all people. God forgive me for the pain I have caused. That's what he said. So hold on. Let's go back to this for a moment because I want to go back to the Kardashian thing. So are we hating on someone based on this report because she didn't pass it at the baby bar? She had to take it 4 times? Like, I'm trying to understand that. Because if that's the case, that's kind of an asshole move. Just wanted to reference that real quick. Because, listen, not everybody's perfect. Not that really anyone's perfect. And, hey, sometimes you have to go back. And you have to do it over and over again. At least she didn't say, screw it, I'm not taking it anymore. And, listen, I'm not a Kardashian fan. I don't sit around and watch their stuff. But I'm just saying. At least they moved forward and said, hey, let's continue doing, opposed to not doing anything at all. Just something to think about. Anyways, 33 minutes past the top of the hour, which means we're behind even on Freeform Day. Isn't that funny?
Here is the news on the Rosen R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it's revoked Harvard's ability to enroll international students. It's the latest escalation in the battle between the Trump administration and the university. Harvard's called the move unlawful. Ira Spitzer reports.
In a letter, Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem accused Harvard of failing to comply with a request for records related to some students who held foreign visas and said the Trump administration was holding Harvard accountable for fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus. Last month, Harvard sued the government over pressure to impose changes to its curriculum, admissions policies, and hiring practices. A Harvard spokesperson called the administration's action unlawful and said that foreign students enrich the university and the nation immeasurably.
Israel's prime minister has accused the leaders of Britain, France and Canada of being on the wrong side of history on the conflict in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu's released a video criticising Emmanuel Macron, Keir Starmer and Mark Carney after the attack on Israeli embassy staff in Washington. The three leaders had called on Israel to change course in a statement earlier this week, which was highly critical of the expansion of military operations in Gaza and the lack of aid being allowed in. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert disagrees with Mr. Netanyahu's comments.
Terror is terror. It's totally unacceptable and unforgivable. To try and suggest that the leaders of friendly nations as England and France and Canada are contributed to it, it just proves again that Netanyahu is not in the right side of history, in the opposite side of history.
Two senior diplomats from the US and China have held a phone call to discuss issues of mutual interest. It comes as both sides have seen a thaw in relations. Beijing's foreign ministry says Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau and Chinese Executive Vice Foreign Minister Ma Zhaoxu agreed to continue to maintain communication, as Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
US State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce said that the two officials agreed to keep open lines of communication, while Beijing's foreign ministry said the two sides had exchanged views on China-US relations and on important issues of common concern. Since US President Donald Trump took office, he has slapped sweeping tariffs on goods imported from China, and Beijing has hit back with its own levies.
Denmark's raising its retirement age to 70, the highest in Europe. Parliament's adopted a law applying the new level to all people born after the 31st of December 1970, effective from 2040. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the agreement signed by the UK to hand the Chagos Islands over to Mauritius. The islands, an archipelago in the Indian Ocean, will now become sovereign territory of Mauritius, but the UK will continue leasing a military base on Diego Garcia, the largest of the islands. That's a move that the Trump administration has welcomed after earlier expressing grave concern about the possibility of losing access to the strategically important base. But Béatrice Pomp, one of the Chagossians who brought a series of legal challenges, argues that at no point were the islanders themselves consulted about their future, and says she now fears she will never see her homeland again.
The British government has not consulted me or any of the Chagossians, and I am a native from Diego Garcia, and with the deal, I will not be allowed on Diego Garcia. In an ideal world, we will be given our human rights. We will be allowed to go to our place of birth without any sanctions, without any law against us, like anyone else.
For the UK, the deal closes a complex chapter that has seen it accused of riding roughshod over the islanders' wishes, but also causing friction with the White House. Mauritius hailed the deal as a great victory that brings a long-simmering colonial-era dispute to a close. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US Department of Homeland Security says it's revoked Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Israel's prime minister has accused the leaders of Britain, France and Canada of being on the wrong side of history on the conflict in Gaza. Two senior diplomats from the US and China have held a phone call to discuss issues of mutual interest, and Denmark's raising its retirement age to 70, the highest in Europe. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater, zero harm turned into optics, and feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Ig.
Oh, yes, let's rattle that cage. It's 45 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, it's the Freeform Friday version of this thing. That's kind of what we do on Fridays. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse as I punch my microphone. Yeah, you didn't hear it, though, I know. Okay, this is Rattle My Cage by Saints of Valor. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, as we are doing our thing. Okay, would like to thank Saints of Valor for allowing us to play Rattle My Cage here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Have to give thanks, because it's important to do so. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friend Zet to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, and trauma, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. Some information for you as we are hanging out, doing our thing. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Let's talk real quick about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because it's new. It's important to know. If you are looking to going to the movies today, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, PG-13, Ethan Hunt and the IMF team race against the time to find Entity, a rogue artificial intelligence that can destroy mankind. Comes out today. Tom Cruise, just Gase, and Simon Pegg. Okay, also today, Lilo and Stitch comes out. It's a kid's PG story. It tells the story that bond formed between the lonely human girl named Lilo and the dog-like alien named Stitch, who is engineered to be the force of destruction. Comes out today. Also, Friendship Rated R. It's a comedy. Suburban dad Craig falls hard for his charismatic new neighbor, but Craig's attempt to make an adult male friend threatened to ruin both of their lives. Paul Rudd and Tim Robinson are in that, and Kate Mara. Also, The Last Rodeo, PG, it's a drama to save his grandson. A retired rodeo star enters the high-stakes a bull riding competition along with the way he confronts his past, discovers faith, and provides that true courage lies in the family. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about this real quick. If you can believe it, it is now officially okay to use coupons on your first date. And a survey found that most people, 56%, feel that using a Cubot is perfectly acceptable, and 61% says being frugal. It's an attractive trait to its partners. If it's a sign of the times, well, yes. In a world economic uncertainty and inflation, it would be seem to have the ability and the will to be wise with one's money. It is attractive quality. In a poll of 2,000 adults in the U.S. over the quarter, 28% said that being frugal is sexy. $125 was found to be the maximum amount people are comfortable in spending on a date. A survey also found that 37% are okay with a date using their points to pay, and a half are happy to split the bill, because nothing says romance like buy one, get one free tacos. She had a great Groupon for it. Just saying. I don't know. I know that back when I was younger, long, long time ago, because I was young a long time ago, and if I was dating, if I would have busted out with a coupon or somebody else would have busted out with a coupon, it would have been that look. But my wife accepts me for who I am, I think. I don't know. Maybe if I would have busted out with the coupon back in the day, I wonder what would have happened. I don't think she would have cared either way. Okay, so with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we bring some John Smalls into our live and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Larry. Napoleon Hill said, "Opportunity never sneaks up on those who straddle the fence of indecision. Successful people are decisive people. When opportunities come their way, they evaluate them carefully and make a decision and take appropriate action." Excellent quote. I know a guy who has let many great opportunities slip right through his fingers because he overanalyzes everything. He takes a week to make a decision that would take 3 minutes for me. I'm not a shoot-from-the-hip kind of guy. I like to weigh the options and make the best decision. But this friend has made it a practice to put off making decisions until it's always way too late.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. As a young man, I suffered from what I call the Frank Sinatra syndrome. I was committed to serving God, but I wanted to do it my way. I was committed to the ministry, but I wanted to do it my way. Whatever it was, I wanted to do it my way. William Temple writes, "There's only one sin. It is self-will, which prefers my way to God's way." What about you? Are you suffering from the Frank Sinatra syndrome? Romans 7:24 says, "Oh, what a terrible predicament I'm in. Who will free me from my slavery to this deadly lower nature? Lord, may your will be done in me as it is done in heaven. Amen." If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
A suicide car bombing targeted a school bus in southwestern Pakistan, resulting in the deaths of 4 children and injuries to at least 38 others.
Authorities report that the explosion happened as the bus was transporting students home. No group has claimed responsibility, but local officials suspect separatist insurgents or Islamist militants. The injured have been taken to nearby hospitals, and an investigation is underway to identify the perpetrators. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
German authorities have arrested 5 teenagers accused of plotting attacks as part of a far-right group called Last Defense Wave. The group allegedly aimed to destabilize Germany's democratic system by targeting migrants and political opponents.
Police conducted raids across multiple locations, seizing weapons and propaganda materials. Officials say the suspects were in the early stages of planning violent acts. The arrests highlight growing concerns over youth radicalization and the resurgence of extremist ideologies in Europe. Benjamin Wright, right reporting.
Iran has announced it will continue enriching uranium despite upcoming indirect talks with the United States scheduled in Rome.
The U.S. insists that Iran must halt enrichment activities, a condition not included in the 2015 nuclear agreement. Since the U.S. exited the deal in 2018, Iran has increased enrichment levels to 60%, nearing weapons grade. The talks aim to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief, but prospects for a resolution remain uncertain. Lawrence Keller reporting.
President Donald Trump is hosting South African President Cyril Ramaphosa at the White House amid tensions over U.S. resettlement of white South Africans.
Trump and Musk have amplified claims of genocide against white farmers in South Africa, which officials there dispute. The White House says the meeting aims to address these concerns and strengthen bilateral relations. South African officials emphasize that the allegations are unfounded and seek to clarify their position. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The U.S. Justice Department has moved to cancel police reform settlements with Minneapolis and Louisville, agreements established after the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor.
Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon criticized federal oversight as burdensome, advocating for local control of reforms. Civil rights groups condemned the move, viewing it as a step back from accountability. Despite federal withdrawal, both cities have pledged to continue implementing local police reforms. Kyle Norris reporting.
Fleet Week 2025 begins today in New York City, featuring ship tours, free concerts, and Memorial Day parades. The event honors U.S. Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard personnel.
Visitors can explore vessels docked along the Hudson River and attend various public events. Fleet Week offers an opportunity for civilians to engage with service members and learn about maritime operations. The festivities run through Memorial Day weekend. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
You ever wish that Facebook had a suck it button?
You suck!
This rock block is for you.
Radio.
Okay, so let's talk about it real quick. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1980, The Shining is released, based on Stephen King's book of the same name. The horror flick follows the family that heads into an isolated hotel for the winter. The sinister president influences the father, played by Jack Nicholson, pressuring him into violence. Meanwhile, his psychic son sees glimpses of the past and the future. The gross about $622,337 in its opening weekend. And that happened back on this date, back in 1980. Okay, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Aaron Donald turns 34. Ryan Cookler turns 39. Lane Garrison, 45. Scott Rayner, 47. Ken Jennings, 51. Jewel turns 51 as well. Matt Flynn turns 55. Philip Sayway turns 58. Lindsay Ashby turns 65. Drew Carey, 67. Danny Klain, 79. Joan Collins turns 92 today. Just for reference pieces, so you know. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's World Turtle Day, National Lucky Penny Day. I guess any penny will be lucky at this particular point if they're going away. And National Taffy Day. There you go, some things to think about. If you need a rando ando for today, when one door closes, another one opens, and you're probably in prison. Just saying. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you could rename your city or town, what would you rename it to and why? Think about it. There's some stuff there. What else do we have for you? Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. If you're average, you have 9 of these that you don't use. What are they? Apps on your phone. And I will tell you, mine is definitely more than 9. Just going to say. Okay, with that being said, that's going to sum up our time together. Remember, we will not be here on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday, unless something crazy happens. But don't worry, because we still got some more stuff going on today. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me as we talk about the world of music and entertainment. And we'll play some music, of course, over there if you want to come and hang out. That's at RadioBig.fm. If you don't want to do that, you want to stay here on Safety FM, you can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That's what happens here. Safety consulting with Sheldon Primus. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought, let me leave you with this. Optimism is a happiness magnet. If you stay positive, good things and good people will be drawn to you. keep in mind of that because it's important. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.